My name is Bridget Thumb, and it is my pleasure to introduce some old friends. This is the moment y'all been waiting for. I know there's lots of fans out there who cannot wait to hear from River Roses. They've got a new album out called Red Guitar. We're going to talk all about it, but first we're going to hear some music right here, right now. Sending it over live to Studio 2A. It's River Roses on KXCI's Locals Only.
Late in the back room, sound strong and true. We'll hear it on the radio, but it's still good. It's a funny buzz of fear, a wrong turn one night. Never hear this song again, except for here tonight. Welcome to the underground. Spend my life down here. Garage faces and the same faces, the smell of sweat. Spinning down, spins and spins and spins. Flows like a butterfly, it's beautiful. With a funny, with a big. Success and afraid to change. Afraid of success, we're afraid of success, we're afraid of success and. We'll be right back. bed, hoping that the world outside will appear before your eyes. Sad girl, dream your life away, hoping that your dreams will appear out of thin air. And you know it's to say that you hope change while we're waiting for you to come. Song in your head, but you can't sing it while we're waiting for you to come. Sad girl, cobwebs of all the thoughts you can't get out of your head. Sad girl, don't dream your life away, hoping that a miracle will make you change. And you hope
River Roses live on Locals Only. Wow. Welcome back, friends. Nice to see y'all.
Hi, Bridget. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to let the folks know who we're dealing with. Let's go around the room and introduce yourselves. Yes? Let's introduce the band.
Not everybody has a mic, but I am Chris Holloman. I am one of the original members and sing and play guitar. That's Todd Pearson over here. He doesn't have a mic, but he's the drummer.
I have one down here.
He has been playing with me off and on for like 30 years or so. That's Tom Stoffer, who is playing keyboards. And Terry, you can introduce yourself.
My name's Terry. On the bass.
Hi, Terry.
Terry Kite. Hello.
Well, welcome, everyone. You all sound really good. How are you feeling tonight? How you doing?
Feeling good. It's getting a little warm, but, you know, it happens in Tucson.
Yeah, it does. Every once in a while. We're really excited that you just released this new album, Red Guitar. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Why Red Guitar? Tell us.
Okay. I'll tell you that story. Title track, what we actually played it, the second song in that last set, is an instrumental. And
the guitar style was kind of inspired by our original guitar player, Gene Rilley, who unfortunately is no longer with us. So it was just kind of a thing where he would always play a red guitar, so it was like a little homage to him. But I think bigger-wise, the reason the album's called Red Guitar is it's got a lot of guitar. It's a very like throwback. I wouldn't say it's not like referencing direct things from the 70s, but it has a vibe, an essence of more of a guitar... okay, maybe prog rock sometimes, but like, yeah, like more of a guitar-y kind of thing. So it was kind of like the album is guitarish, but it has piano, and but also just that one song too.
Yeah, the track you just played, Sad Girl, it's intense and romantic. It's kind of comforting too. Like, can you tell us a little bit about that track?
Yeah, that song, when we went to record it, that the kind of chorus, the way it like has that thumping thing, which is kind of reminiscent of a 70s arrangement by whomever. I won't name the band. We kind of came up with that in the studio. So that song kind of led us to that sound. And the vocals that we did later on, the harmonies have a very kind of 70s essence to them. So yeah, I think that song kind of just wanted to be that. So we let it be that. That's kind of... our philosophy for arranging is we let the song kind of tell us what it wants to be. We don't try to make it something. Like, we're not the kind of band that goes, you know, we play country and all our songs sound country. We just let the songs be what they are, you know?
Yeah, you can feel that. It kind of resonates. There's something comforting. I don't know if it's just because I'm Gen X and I love all things Tucson 70s vibes, but there's something there that just kind of, I think, really touches people. So thank you for... your new album.
Well, you're welcome.
For Keep On Keeping On. Your songwriting process, like, and your sound. Like, okay, first of all, your sound has this, like, really consistent, like, quality. Like, there's something about it. It's like, that's them. It's very distinctive. Was that something that took a while for you to hone back in the 80s? Or did you just kind of were born that way? Like,
good question.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is Tucson itself. I mean, like, Tom Stauffer and I kind of came up in the Tucson music scene at the same time, and I think that songwriter vibe was just around at that particular time in the 80s and 90s. But I also think that I, as a songwriter, and Tom too, and yeah, but I've always marched to my own drummer, meaning that I'm never trying to be something that's happening right then. Like I said, I'm kind of just writing the songs, and I'm never saying, well, this song doesn't fit my style. I just write it, and it is what it is. So I've always been a very eclectic songwriter, which I think has kept me out of that categorization. Or, you know, because when I started, really, music was a lot of synths, you know.
Yeah.
And I started a guitar band, so I was always kind of doing my own thing. So, yeah, I think that's part of it, is that it doesn't really speak to fashion, you know, and as... Todd always says things come around every 30 years, so maybe they're going to come back around to what we're doing. But really, this record itself, when we were going to record it, we knew we were going to do vinyl. And so that created a constraint of time, because, you know, you can only fit about 17 minutes aside or so on a vinyl record. So we knew the songs were going to have to be shorter if we wanted to have different statements. So when we were writing the stuff, we took a long time. We took like 6 months of just bringing a lot of songs, and that song didn't work until we honed it down in the arrangements. So we wanted to have as much musical information, lyrical information, in a tight and confined space. So that's kind of the thing about like the song you mentioned, Sad Girl, is that I think there's just a lot of information in that song, and that's on purpose. We were trying to put as many ideas that fit well together into one little space, because we knew it was going to be on vinyl eventually.
Wow, that's a really good answer.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I've been doing this a long time.
Your answer gave me like five questions in my mind, but I got to edit here and just ask, like, because I know what the people want, and they want to hear more music. So, can you play some more songs for us? We'll come back and talk a little bit more about what your upcoming dates are.
Sure. Let me see which song we're playing.
All right.
Yes, we can play more music. We're gonna do another one from the record, and it's kind of about an older guy telling a younger guy that you should get the heck out of this town.
I see you hang around. something to say. I know advice is cheap, gonna say it anyway. If I were you, if I were you. I see you hanging around with your friend, see them talk behind your back. I know your friends feel safe and warm. What if your friends hold you back? If I were you, oh, if I were you, oh, if I were you, I would leave this place for something. If I were you, think about what I said, and maybe you will understand what it is I meant. For something, how I wish that I left this place when I was you. If I were you, never bored when I'm with you. Born when there were nothing to do. Love talks about what we're gonna do. Born when there were nothing to do. Wonder where we'll be when we are 22. And we get high in the afternoon. Make it big by laying down the song or two. We get high in the afternoon. Never bored when I'm with you. Good enough, please be gone. Remember your line, you'll do just fine. You're in a soft spotlight, you're one big thing. Make them believe life is a stage that never bring me, never bring me down. If life is a stage that never bring me, never bring me down. Never bring me, never bring me down. We're almost through. One more sing. The curtain's coming down. The crowd screams out for more. Life is a stage that never bring me, never bring me down. Life is a stage that never bring me. Good enough.
I wanted to wait a polite second or two before putting a my woo on the track there. What a great sound. What a great track. I love Curtain Up. Can we hear
thank
it for
so
Curtain
much.
Up, everybody?
Yay, Curtain Up.
All right. Thank you for being here. This is Locals Only on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. We are so happy to have River Roses live in Studio 2A this evening. If you just tuned in, you can always catch it later on the archive when you heard the first first set of songs. Hey, how's it going so far? Feeling good? Because you sound great.
I think we're doing okay.
Yeah, you are.
Is the transmitter on?
Yeah. Is this thing on? I think it is. Okay, so Curtain Up. You want to talk about Curtain Up? Do you feel like
I want to talk about a specific thing about Curtain Up, and that's the piano, because Tom Stauffer is a new thing playing piano with us. When we were recording this record, he just said, hey, Tom, you want to come down and play piano? And he did, kind of cold, and it sounded so great that it ended up on the record, and then we browbeat him into actually playing with us live. So, yeah, this is such a pleasure for us, because I really respect Tom as an artist. I'm sure many of the listeners know his band, The Drakes. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's the fact that he's playing with us adds a whole nother level. I mean, that's the real pleasure of this band, is that Terry Kite, the bass player, is a songwriter. Tom Stauffer obviously is a songwriter. So they bring a songwriter's eye to the arrangements and add a lot of value. And then Todd has always been a drummer that adds parts that makes the song work. So it's the arrangements are very, we take them seriously. We don't just throw it out there. We really put a lot of work into it. And so that's been nice.
Yeah, you can hear the commitment that has been made. How often you guys practice? You get together
Once
a week.
But like I was saying, when we were getting ready to put together these songs, we woodshed it, as they call it. We practiced for about 6 months, and we probably brought in 30 songs, mm-hmm. and threw out most of them and ended up with these 8. Oh, by the way, the vinyl record has 2 songs that are not on the streaming record. So
that's right.
If anybody wants to come down to the show and buy the vinyl record, you get 2 extra songs that are hidden from the internet. They're on the vinyl.
That's what we call bonus tracks.
Bonus tracks back in the day.
TikTok
and a cover of a Josh Rausch song called It's the Nighttime.
Lovely. And speaking of the vinyl, it's gorgeous. Valerie Galloway, the well-loved Tucson artist who is, her artwork is gracing your cover.
It is.
Y'all go way back. I love Valerie.
I do. Valerie actually started as a photographer. So she took some of the first band photo sessions of the River Roses back in the 80s. That's so, cool. Yes, we've known her a very long time.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, and that's a really iconic album cover.
It worked out really well. You know, the art piece is really nice, but I think that the cover design kind of just gets out of its way and lets it take up the space. And I love the 70s retro-ness of it. It reminds me of a 70s drive-in poster or something. So yeah, the whole thing is really cool.
Yeah, for me, I feel like it's very romantic.
And the the reaction that we've had to the cover and just to the vinyl has been pretty astonishing. Even on the internet, when people see a vinyl cover, they react to it, even though obviously it's, they don't have it in their hands, but there's just the nostalgia, or like you say, the beauty of it or whatever. People really like that. It makes them happy.
Chris, did you start playing music and writing songs in your teens?
I did.
Were you always romantic like this?
No, I started in punk rock.
Yeah, that's
punk
right.
Rock. And I was in this band when I was in high school that we actually went and recorded a single for this punk label called Subterranean Records in San Francisco when I was 14. We got on the Greyhound bus, me and my friend Jeff and Michael, who were in the band, took a Greyhound bus to San Francisco, recorded this single, stayed with this guy who was a musician we knew. And so, yeah, I know I started with punk rock and underground stuff, a band called The Seldoms that people out there in Tucson, some 5 people will remember. And
shout out to The Seldoms.
And then, but I became interested in first 60s music. I became interested in Neil Young and Buffalo Springfield and The Byrds and all that stuff. And then that's when I kind of gravitated away from punk rock into guitar. Really, honestly, the first band, and I don't know if anybody remember this band, but there was a band called The Damned from England.
Oh, yeah.
And all I listened to was punk rock. All I listened to was punk rock, but when I heard The Damned, they had chords and they were kind of poppy, and I was like, oh, you can be poppy and be punk rock. And so that kind of, I started doing that. Them and also The Cure and Joy Division and that stuff. So,
you got great taste, of course. And we can hear it. It comes through. So that's amazing. Let's talk about some of your upcoming events while we have some more time. I know it looks like you're playing Crooked Tooth on March 29th with Cat Mountain.
We are. That's going to be a big show in a little club. We're playing, Cat Mountain's playing with us. We're going to use the same equipment to kind of save space. They have a vinyl record that's come out recently. We have a vinyl record that's come out. So there's going to be some vinyl there for people to purchase if they would like. So they're going to do a set. We're going to do a set. And that's the 29th this Saturday from 7 to 9 in the patio at Crooked Tooth. It should be beautiful, probably in the 70s, hopefully. So that should be lovely. And then this Sunday, we're playing in the afternoon at St. Charles, which is down by 6th Avenue. We're doing like a 4 to 6 kind of afternoon chill thing. So it won't... you know, we'd be kind of maybe acoustic guitar-y and like our whole catalog basically because we're playing 2 hours. But yeah, that'll be more of a just kind of people hanging out. But we will have the vinyl there as well. And the vinyl is at Hurricane Records on 4th Avenue. It's at Wooden Tooth on 4th Avenue. You can get it from us from Bandcamp, River Roses. And you can listen to it on streaming too.
That's fabulous. I love it. I love it. We want to hear some more music. Can you tell us about the next few songs you're going to play? Let's talk about them.
We're going to play Move to France, which is on the new record. And
have you ever been to France, Chris?
I have not been to France. Although when I wrote this song, I didn't realize that certain people were going to be thinking about moving to France more than I realized. I didn't realize it was going to be an anthem when I wrote it.
Take it easy.
But no, it's more about like, you know, when a couple's in a relationship and they're stuck. And they're like, we got to do something. I don't know. Let's move to France.
The rejuvenating power of moving.
Let's have a kid. Let's move to France. Whatever. Do something.
Oh, well, that's great. I'm looking forward to hearing that. And hopefully we'll get to talk to you at the end here. But let's take us out with some more beautiful music from River Roses live in Studio 2A, Tucson Treasures right here. Thank you all for being here tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Text me from the other room. Saying when you're gonna get those out of here. Guess you're just in a mood. But at least I hope that's what it is. Give France a chance. At least until you find a French one. I can't help loving you. Don't know what to do. Blue than you can. You blow.
we'll get it done. I'm a stuck-up man, I'm gonna follow you around. Write down everything you do, right? Write it down into a song and sing. Oh,
Time don't, time don't play that song again. Lost walks never yield. Burrow and tunnels to our little world. Lipstick and dainty jeans. Trying to remember how the song begins. Time don't, time don't, time don't play that song again. Time don't, time. The whirlwind tunnels through our little world. Lipstick and empty gin. And I'm trying to remember how the song begins. Time don't, time don't, time. That song again. Time don't, time don't, time don't play that song side to side. So we're running, running to last
tuned in to Locals Only here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. I'm Bridget Thumb, and I'm so happy to be sharing space with River Roses right here in Studio 2A. We just heard Last Light from River Roses.
Yes, we did.
I mean, come on now. That's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Like, how does it feel? You wake up in the morning, you're like, I make gorgeous music. That's me.
I don't think of it that way because, remember, I'm sitting in the practice space listening to them. So yeah. I think that they play gorgeous music, especially the piano adds a really beautiful level to everything. So no, I'm listening to them. Trust me.
That question was directed at all of you at the same yeah. time. The royal we.
Yeah, the royal we.
Wow, thank you so much for being here this evening. I'd like to remind everyone, River Roses has a new album called Red Guitar. Red Guitar. From River Roses. They're going to be performing at Crooked Tooth on March 29th from 7 to 9 p.m. with Cat Mountain. They'll be performing at St. Charles Tavern March 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. if you want to catch them live.
And also, I'd like to do a little plug for our friends. The Sidewinders, we're playing with them at their 40th anniversary show.
What?
May 3rd at Club Congress, we're opening for the Sidewinders. So.
That's going to be so fun.
That should be fun.
Oh, any other plugs you want to get? Because that was a good one.
No.
All right. Okay, well, before I let you all, like, hopefully y'all can play us one more song to get us to the top of the hour here. But
sure.
Before I do, could I ask a really dumb question?
There are no dumb questions, only dumb answers.
You might be surprised. Why River Roses? Why not like something else?
So this is going to give you an insight to a 14-year-old sense of humor.
Yes.
The River Rose is past tense. That's it. That's
I get it. Rivers rise. They just That's do. Right.
The river's rose.
Just like the sun every day.
Yeah, so. It's just a joke. Because everything has to be plural. Back in the day with the punk rock, right? Everything has to be plural. So even if it was an adjective or something, mm-hmm. it had to be plural. So it's kind of a joke. It's like an English major joke.
I like it. Shout out to that. Shout out to English majors. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's been such an honor to have you in Studio 2A. And all the best to you. And, oh, one more question.
Yes?
How do you keep it alive? Like, how do you keep it, the spark? Like, how do you keep your creative? What drives you creatively?
It's, money.
Yeah?
Yeah, the cash and cash. No, this is silly because it's what everybody says in interviews, but they write themselves at this point. I don't really write the songs anymore. I just kind of listen and they show up. So I don't do any work anymore, honestly.
You just catch it when it comes.
I catch it when it comes, yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Could you play us out?
Sure. We're going to play a song from our last record called Swan Song, and it is called Jennifer. Southern, like the way they do things down there. But you know back home, the people miss you. You know that you must return. Jennifer, I do not want you. Jennifer, I do not need you. Jennifer, these are the lies I tell myself. Go. And your eyes, they're like lanterns, lighting up my despair. And your voice, it's like an anchor, brought me back to myself. Jennifer, I do not want you. Jennifer, I do not need you. Jennifer, these are the lies. If I know you must go. Well, you know, wake up in the morning, all I hear is your name. And you know, wake up in the morning, you're the first thought of every day. Jennifer, I do not need you. Jennifer, these are the lies I tell myself. If I know you, Jennifer, I do not want to. Jennifer, I do not need you. Jennifer, these are the lies I tell myself. If I know then you'll be gone. I know you must go. Then you'll be gone. I know you must go. Then you'll be gone. Ah, well.